Thank you very much, Brian. This talk comes in really in a good segue with Anne-Marie's talk and focuses largely on funding sources and how we've managed to pay for some of the learning opportunities we've had with our students at the University of Florida. The challenges that we all face, how do we more effectively engage students in horticultural topics, discussions, and experiences? I'm at an off-campus location in Orlando, 2 hours south of our main campus. And so we have a statewide program that lends heavily on online learning. And so it's also very difficult in that circumstance to have a lot of peer-to-peer learning opportunities. And so that was one of the challenges I was facing. Trying to foster an engagement of the students with the community, especially with the global world. Obviously, our students in our lectures are very good at accessing technology and communicating, but not necessarily with what we want them to do. So trying to engage them and get them to look into the world of horticulture, not to spend time on Facebook. And lastly, probably the biggest question, we can come up with awesome ideas, I think most of us in this room, as far as different ideas and topics and what we can do with the students, but the funds to get them, to get us there, are oftentimes the difficulty. So what have we done at the University of Florida? This was a club that was started before I came to the university as a faculty member. It was established in 98, and like many of you, these clubs were set up to try to foster peer-to-peer community engagement and involvement. And we also have a self-funded plant sale that helps fund all of the work. And that's not standoutish in and of itself, but the kind of money that the students raise and how they do it, I think, is. The last 3 years, we have averaged $60,000 in profit from our plant sale. This past year, $74,000. This is allowed through the professional development of the actual plant sale and then also the trips that we take. And so to give you an idea of what that is, we get poinsettias right now. Actually, we receive them from a local grower in Orlando that donates the cuttings. We end up taking those, pop them up, 5,000 plants, taking 16,000 square foot of greenhouse space up on our main campus. The students work every week for 4 months. Each student's required to work one day in the greenhouse, working with the plants and getting them up to the point of sale, and sold anywhere from 4.5 to 10-inch container plants. The club pays the rental of our greenhouse. Each faculty member is responsible for paying for the usage of a certain amount of square footage. The club pays double that rate, so it's more than enough to pay back for our usage of that. And also materials and supplies goes for about $18,000 is what we spend. The club hires and takes some of this profit from the previous year and hires one student to work in an internal internship as a manager, so that individual also is getting a good experience learning how, especially interpersonal skills, working with the other students, managing their schedules, and making sure that everything's getting done. And the students also take some of that profit and want to give back to the department. They want to feel that they're giving something back to their education they're receiving. And so they also use those funds to employ a teaching assistant for Plan ID course, and again, that makes them feel more connected that they are paying and investing in their own department. The club members, to receive the funds for the international trip, and I'll talk about some of the trips, hold themselves at a pretty high standard. They come up, and they came up on their own, of a tiered list of things that they have to do and participate to receive some of the funding from the sources that they generated. One, they have to work, as I said previously, for 4 months, one day a week, and they can split that up and work and trade hours off with other students, as they often do to fit scheduling for exams, courses, and so forth. The students are required to do 3 community projects, which often involve working with removing exotic invasives, doing gardens, and I'll show some examples, good example of that in a minute. And they also need to maintain the landscape in and around the department building, which is great because it kind of gives them a sense of pride for their department building and, again, fosters that communication and self-identity for the department. In terms of professional development, what do they get from this plant propagation and sale of the plants, and what do they use it for? In the greenhouse production, obviously, as they're working for 4 months, beginning now, essentially until December, they're learning greenhouse management skills, labor management skills, and probably the biggest, interpersonal skills. These are some of the things in academia we've been challenged, saying that we're not developing some of those interpersonal skills in our students, and so we're forcing them to work together and resolve some of their issues at times to make sure that they are working in an effective, efficient manner. In terms of community needs, they're put out into the community and doing, in this case, we have landscaping at a school. Invasive exotics are a big thing in Florida. We never have enough people to remove some of the invasive exotics. And also, this year, we tried having them participate in outreach of extension, where we put them working with extension agents and to help as clients were coming in and get to experience that. Again, in academia, at least in Florida, I don't think we've had enough time for our students to really understand what extension is and how that component is very critical and helpful to the citizens of Florida. In-state, we took two trips this year. We went both to South Florida and also in Central Florida, where we got to see different production facilities, gardens. On the upper right-hand image here, we went to Epcot for the Flower and Garden Festival and got a backstage tour to see how they manage private garden, and also for the land exhibit, which is unique and different. But the diversity of opportunities in the state, it's just kind of cool that the students do this. And again, they're using 100% other funds, I should say. This entire trip is paid for completely from funds that they raise, their hotel, their food, the access, the tickets, all of it. And so that, again, is they're deciding what they're spending their money on. We go to Planet each year. In this case, on the right-hand image, what I thought was really cool is that there's a group of students. Some of them are ours, and some are students from other institutions. When you watch the students go out and interact with their peers, especially in other institutions, and overhear them have conversations about, hey, what is, you know, like being there or here? I thought about going to grad school. That kind of opportunity is difficult to replicate in a classroom. And so, again, this allows for that opportunity. International opportunities. This past year, we went to Paris, France, and spent some time in the Normandy region, where we went to wineries, fromageries, local farms, organic farms, public and private gardens, just to try to get an experience and meet with local farmers to get perspectives of how things are done there versus here. In the bottom, we have two pictures from Costa Rica, and the bottom central picture was really one of the coolest experiences. Our students wanted to do homestays, where they split up into groups of four or five and worked on a local farm. And so them having that experience working at that farm for a day or two and seeing how things are perceived differently and what resources they may or may not have in other countries was just a really cool experience. And again, these trips are paid for 100% by the students, airfare, hotel, food, and so forth, just from the money generated from the plant sale each year. And so to kind of sum that up quickly, professional development opportunities are gained from the plant production side of things, where the students are learning how to grow up plants, sell plants, manage themselves, and interpersonal skills just in and of itself, as well as some of the information and experiences gathered from in-state travel, national travel, and also international travel. And so to me, it's a really delight to work with this group, and I'm motivated to work with them just because so much effort and time and passion is really done by them, and essentially for myself, I'm fostering that opportunity. As far as opportunities, tier and the reason I guess behind presenting this today is to suggest possibly initiating or reforming maybe plant sales you have going on to maybe model this, because again, once it's your money and the club's money, in fact, the club actually has the money outside of the university, not even associated with the university, so they have complete control over the funds and how they're spent. Or, in the terms of joint or multi-institutional opportunities, as I've learned with booking international travel, the more students we have, the cheaper it becomes per student. And so I'd love to put out, I guess, to the presenters here today and to the audience here today, possibly joint efforts of having your students join us, or possibly having traveled to Florida or to other states where we might be able to collaborate and share some of those expenses and costs. And so with that, I do want to thank very much Jim Barrett is the individual. He's retired, but like any good faculty member, they don't really retire, they come back. So Jim has been retired for 3 years and still very involved with this. And this was his brainchild and the one really responsible for getting this going. I also wanted to thank Brian Owens, our greenhouse manager, for assisting our students in working with them, especially when it comes to pesticide applications. Any questions? It started off, the students actually bought in pretty well. The first sale, they generated $6,000 or $7,000. I think once the community realized the impact, and I think the students were blown away by how much they brought in, they didn't expect to bring in several thousand dollars, they were hoping for a couple hundred, that sort of investment kind of rolled in and out of itself. So I'd say early on, pretty fast, incredibly fast, once they realized how much money could be generated through their efforts. Yes? A small group of them do, the officers in the group, and so we have several of them that meet every other week with faculty members just to go through that planning, but it's still mostly on myself or someone else to do a lot of the ends, the small details, but still having them do the vast majority of the sale and also to assist with the planning still alleviates the burden from my end and any other faculty member. Excellent. Thank you very much.